Yesterday we discussed the din of the Mekor Chaim in the Sivas that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes into Rosh Hashanah, that's a problem. One of the reasons that the Nesivas gave for that halacha, as the Avnei Nezer expanded upon, is the notion of Heker. That if you have a Tzuras HaPesach where the Kan and Mikan goes into a separate Rosh Hashanah that's surrounded by Mechitzas, then that's lacking in the Heker of the Tzuras HaPesach. The question is, how critical a factor, if at all, is Heker for Tzuras HaPesach? Rav Schechter has a piece in Bikvei Atzon, Siman Yud Gimel, where he connects this question to the Safek of the Prima Gadim, and perhaps the Machlokas Rishon that we discussed earlier, whether Tzuras HaPesach is effective min HaTorah or only min Rabbanan. If you have an area that is cordoned off by Tzuras HaPesach, does that create a Rishus Hayachim in the Torah, such that if you throw something into that area, you're going to be Chayiv? Or is that only relevant midrabanan, that if you have a Pirtzah Yeser Me Eser, which is a Dirabanan problem according to most, then a Tzuras HaPesach can solve that problem, but a Tzuras HaPesach can't create Mechitzos Min HaTorah? Right, that was a question that the Prima Gadim raised, and it looked like many assumed that indeed a Tzuras HaPesach is a Din D'Oraisa. Rav Schechter points out that if a Tzuras HaPesach is effective min HaTorah, that should indicate, or be because, the Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza Gemura. If it's a Mechitza Gemura, then you don't need a Heker, because it itself is a full-fledged Mechitza. Heker only makes sense if you're talking about something that is effective only Dirabbanan. If something is only a Mechitza Dirabbanan, it's not a bona fide Mechitza Gemura, so then you might need a Heker in order to recognize the existence of that Mechitza. If it's a Mechitza Gemur Min HaTorah, then there shouldn't be a need for a Heker. So maybe that's what Rav Schechter says.
I was saying, what is discussed for this Darabon
Derasa? That was the Prima Gadim in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel that we quoted a couple times ago. Right, indications in Tosfos, in a couple places that it's Derasa. So we discussed that, I think, 2 shiurim ago. So Rav Schechter says that also sheds light on a different Prima Gadim in Hilchos Sukkah. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Sivkat and Beis. Magen Avraham, Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Sivkat and Beis, quotes the Yerushalmi that when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, a Tzuras HaPesach is only effective for a Sukkah if it's Nase L'Shem Kach. If the Tzuras HaPesach was erected for the purpose of serving as a Tzuras HaPesach as a wall for the Sukkah, then that's effective for a Sukkah. But you can use it as a Pesach that just happens to be standing there for some other reason and co-opt that for use in your Sukkah. That's a comment on the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Resh Lamed. Yeah.
When we were talking about P-Tikra a few shiurim ago, so this concept of the Mefarshim that hold that P-Tikra needs to be made L'Shem P-Tikra, is there any connection also with Tzuras HaPesach?
What do you mean that has to be L'Shem P-Tikra?
Didn't we say that the Mishkan Es Yaakov was one that had a chiddush when it comes to P-Tikra? It needs to be, in order for you to be able to utilize a P-Tikra for the Arba Mechitzos, at least for part of it, needs to be
made the p'tikra could only work to be makif the area that it covers, not to serve as a mechitza for the area on the outside of it.
But it has to be made l'shem. No?
I don't think that means you need to be to say l'shem that this has to function as a p'tikra. It's that if it's the tikra is shayach to the area that it covers, so it can serve as a mechitza for that area, but can serve as a mechitza for the outside. Yeah?
Tzuras HaPesach works for what with Sukkah?
I'm sorry?
Tzuras HaPesach works with what for Sukkah?
What if it works with what?
What does it work for?
And what walls?
Yeah.
Minimally for the third wall. So the Magen Avraham says that a Tzuras HaPesach is ineffective if it's not made l'shem sukkah, if it just happens to be there otherwise. So the Prima Gadim there has a comment, and I'm not going to from that. Maybe that Yerushalmi is only talking about a case where the Tzivos HaPesach is constructed in such a way that the Kana Mikan doesn't reach the Kana Al Gaba. So that's the Shaila we'll see whether Tzvichan Liga or not. Do the two Kana Mikan have to touch the Kana Al Gaba? We paskin Ein Tzvichan Liga. We paskin that the Kana Mikan doesn't have to touch the Kana Al Gaba. But the Prima Gadim suggests that maybe that Din in Hilchos Sukkah, that a Tzivos HaPesach is only effective if it's made L'Shem Sukkah, that restriction only is relevant, only applies if the Kana Mikans don't reach the Kana Al Gabav. But if the Kana Mikans reach the Kana Al Gabav anyway, then even if the Tzivos HaPesach is not made L'Shem Sukkah, it would be usable for a Sukkah. Okay, so again, the Prima Gadim says that if the Kana Mikan reaches the Kana Al Gaba, then everyone should agree that that's effective for a Sukkah, even if it's not made L'Shem Kach. The whole comment of the Magen Avraham is only talking about a case where it's not Nogeya, the top, where it's the Kana Mikan doesn't reach the Kana Al Gaba. So Rav Schachter points out that maybe this relates to the question of Hecker, that if you assume, as the Prima Gadim suggests, that the effectiveness of a Tzivos HaPesach in general is only midrabbanan, but not midoraisa, and therefore you need to have a heker. So then, if the kana mikan doesn't reach the kana al gabav, it's lacking in heker. If it's lacking in heker, that could be compensated for if it's made l'shem sukkah. But if it reaches the Kana Al Gabav anyway, so then you have a sufficient heker, and you wouldn't need it to be made l'shem kach. He says maybe that's also pshat of Meiri in Daf Gimel and Aleph, who writes that when do we say that a Tzivos HaPesach works from Mavoi L'Malam Miyesri of the Mishnah, that a Tzivos HaPesach works from Mavoi from Mavi L'Malam Yesrim. Right, the Shiloh we had in Daf, Yudavibes Yudal from an Aleph. Whether Tzivos HaPesach works from L'Malam Yesrim. So when is that true? That Tzivos HaPesach could work from L'Malam Yesrim? That's only where the Kana Mikan and Kana Mikan are Nogeya, the Kana Al Gabayan. And that also sounds like we're working with the notion of Heker. That if, even though in general we pass in Ein Tzvichan Liga, that the two Kanaim on either side don't have to touch the Mashkov, the Kana Al Gabav, but if it's a Malami Esrim where you're lacking in Heker because it's Slosh Al Debeinu above Esrim, so then the Tzivos HaPesach could only be effective if it is actually Nogeya in such a way that there is a Heker. So even though L'Halacha we paskin that if you have a Mavi L'Malami Esrim and Tzivos HaPesach is effective and Ein Tzvichan Liga, that you don't need the Kana Mikan to touch the Kana Al Gabav even if the Mavi is L'Malam Miyesrim. So that would indicate that we're not so concerned about Heker, but there may still be elements of Hilchot Tzivos HaPesach that are based on a notion of Heker. So it may not be as prominent, but there may be some elements of Heker that exist even L'Maisa. So for example, there's a din that the Achronim discuss, or a restriction that the Achronim discuss of Achorei HaKosel. Can you have a Tzivos HaPesach where the Kana is situated outside of the Mavoi? So you have your Mavoi Sasam here, and you want to make a Tzivos HaPesach that's going to be Makif, the area over here. So typically you would place the Kana Mikan and Kana Mikan over here, and make a Tzivos HaPesach within the entrance over here. What if you make a Kana Mikan over here So it's outside of the mavi. If you're standing in the mavi over here, then you can't see the kanamikan. So that's what the Achronim refer to as Achore Hakosa. The Chasam Sofer in Simen Sadi Aleph and Simen Sadi Vav discusses this shaila. Can you have a Tzuras HaPesach which is Achore HaKosel, where the Kanim of the Tzuras HaPesach are outside of the Mavoi, such that if a person is standing in the Mavoi, he can't see the Kanim. He can't see the base of the Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chasam Sofer writes that just like the Tzuras Shorar discussed, that you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach that's Muflag Gimel Tzvachin Min HaKosel, as we discussed yesterday, you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach where the Kanim are more than three Tzvachin removed from the Kosel, just like you can't have a Lachi that's Muflag Gimel Tzvachin Min HaKosel. So just as that then is correct, that you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach that is Mufla Gimel, so too you can have a Tzuras HaPesach that's Achore HaKosel, because Pesach below Hakera lo Avdi Inchi. You can have a Tzuras HaPesach that's lacking a Heker, that's lacking recognition of its existence. So just like you assume that that's part of the reason for the din of the Tzuras Shor, that there is an element of heker that's required, and not just the Asi Avira reason, but some notion of heker, and that's relevant to Achore HaKosel also. And he said that you see from Tosfos in a number of places makes the following comment, that when we discuss Shema Yavirenu, right, the formulation of Shema Yavirenu is always Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shes HaRabim, not Shema Yotzianu. Right, Xeri the Rabbah, you can't take a lulav on Shabbos, you can't take a shofar on Shabbos because of Shema Yavirenu. We're concerned you're going to carry for Amos and B'Shes HaRabim. Why aren't we concerned you're going to carry from your house into B'Shes HaRabim? Right? So one of the answers that you find among the Bali Tosos is that if you're going to try to carry something outside, you're going to catch yourself, because there's a door, there's a wall, there's something that's going to stop you from leaving your house. There's a clear demarcation line between inside and outside. If you're already outside, then there's no demarcation line, so there's more of a concern in Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shes HaRabim. But Shema Yatzianu isn't such a concern because there's already a heker with the doorway. So you see that there's a notion of heker in the context of a heter tiltel versus an iser tiltel, and that can be relevant for Tzuras HaPesach as well. Even though you don't need a super heker necessarily, but there is some notion of heker, and a kind of Achore HaKosel is a super non-heker. So that's the Chasam Sofer's comment about Achore HaKosel. He writes that when he first got to Presburg, he saw that there was a Tzuras HaPesach that was Achore HaKosel, and even though he didn't like that himself, but the Erev had been put up by the previous Rav of Mishol Nigra, and Chasam Sofer writes, Kedayi Rav Misholim Lismach Alav Afilu Shelo B'Shas Atchak. Shach is fond of that line. Kedayi Rav Misholim Lismach Alav Afilu Shelo B'Shas Atchak. The irony is that I think most of us know much more about the Chasam Sofer than about Rav Misholim Nigra, even though Rav Misholim Nigra was a gadol of the caliber that it took a while for the residents of Presburg to replace the previous Rav, and there's a lot of opposition to those who initially brought in the Chasam Sofer, because the Chasam Sofer was so young, and everyone couldn't believe that he would be sufficiently qualified to take over the position held by such an illustrious Rav. But Bila Dazume, the Chazon Sofer writes that in principle he's supposed to achari akalso, but it's not fatal. The Chazon Ish doesn't even understand that a filo shelo b'shas etchak or a filo b'shas etchak. Chazon Ish in Simon Ayin Tes Os Yud Aleph thinks that there's no sadhet in the world for achari akalso. Achari akalso is a non-starter. And the Stipler has a piece about this as well. The Stipler Simon Vav was asked by a Rav Gadol to look into this question of a Tzuras HaPesach Achari HaKosel, where for whatever reason it's impossible or impractical to put the Tzuras HaPesach in the normal location. There is a justification for having the Tzuras HaPesach outside of the walls, such that you can't see the Kanamikan from inside. So he says that he discusses with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him that it doesn't work at all. And the Stipler thinks that there's a mashmos this way in the Rimu L'nil. The Rimu L'nil and Daf Beis Amud Beis, when he writes on the din that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be Rai Laham B'Dela Shel Kash, came in the Ikat Tzuras HaPesach sheyesh lo amud mikan v'amud mikan sosmin b'mavui ksas. So that lashon of sosmin b'mavui ksas, that it plugs up inside the mavui, sounds like the Tzuras HaPesach has to be inside the mavui. And if it's achari akosel, so that it's not sosmin b'mavui ksas, it's external to the mavui, and that would be ineffective. Okay, take a look now at the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, if you have one. So after the two dots, about eight or so long lines down, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Gufa, Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach She'asa Min Atzad, a Tzuras HaPesach made literally from the side, on the side. Well, asa b'loklum, a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is ineffective. What is a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad? Take a look first at Rabbeinu Chananel. So before the end, at least in this printing, before the end of the short lines, the shortest lines in Rabbeinu Chananel, a Yud Aleph on the base. Guvam Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach She'asa Min Atzad, Perish, below Tikra, without a roof, below Mashkov, and no crossbeam, top beam, Ela Mezuzas Bavad, you only have the side beams, Lo Asaklum. So shot number one is it's a Tzuras HaPesach without the Kanal Gabov. You just have essentially two lachis that are kanal gabav. That's not a Tzuras HaPesach. V'yesh emefaresh pischa min atzad kigon kana omeid kineged kundus hanaus bizavios v'nasan kana agabeyan sido echad ala kana v'sido echad ala kundus shenimsa Tzuras Pirtza V'lo ketzuras Pesach, shrelo asa la mezuzos, elo hakundis nasan b'makom mezuzos. Hey Zach, what is a kundis? Yeah.
I'm not sure. You saying it's supposed to be an Aramaic word? Or?
Yep. Anyone know what a kundus is?
What was that lashon in Bar Sukkah? Now it's Arba Kundisin? Or was that the lashon there? Or the Sikah Chabadov?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Aha. So these are some type of pole, right?
Right. But what is it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
pastor might tell you if someone wants to scramble a line or something.
Anyway, it is some kind of a pull, but it sounds like it's constructed in such a way that it's not the normal picture of a Suisa Pesach. You have a Kanami Khan, a regular Kanami Khan, and then this pre-existing Kundis that you string something to join at the top, but somehow this Kundis is ineffective. It's not really a Kana. It's not effective as a Kanami Khan. So what does it look like? I'm not exactly sure, but this is what the Rebbeinu Chananel calls it Suez Pirsa, not Suez Pesach. Mm-hmm. That if you have a Kanami Khan and a pre-existing Kundis, and then you string something to connect them on the top, that looks like a Pirsa, not like a Pesach. So that's the Suez Pesach Minatzad. It's a not a sufficient Suez Pesach. I thought a Kundis was a pole, but I'm not sure if it's a pole, why that can't be a good Suez Pesach.
Yeah,
so I was
yeah.
Right, so I'm not
pole.
I'm sorry?
It's a pole.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure what the thrust of the Chisaron is according to the Rebbeinu Chananel. Okay, I'll have to check into that. The Rif and the Rambam, Perek Desayin Halacha Kaf, understand that Suisa Pesach Minatzad, the Minatzad isn't modifying the Suisa Pesach. It's not a Suisa Pesach that is deficient, Be'etzem. Minatzad is referring to the location in the Mavli. The Suisa Pesach Minatzad means it's Besad HaMavli, Be'Karen Zavis. The Suisa Pesach Minatzad means the Suisa Pesach that's situated at a Karen Zavis, and Piskel Be'Karen Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. So Suisa Pesach Be'Karen Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi, and because of its location, it's ineffective as the Suisa Pesach, but it's not a Chisaron in the Tzura of the Suisa Pesach. The Rishonim that quote this, Rif and Rambam, have kashas on it. The Rashba, the Ritva. And it's clear in the Tosas that we saw when we discussed Piskel Be'Karen Zavis, that Tosas argues on this position, the halacha. Tosas and Dav Vav and Aleph, Ibra Maskel Piska, writes explicitly that if you put a Suisa Pesach at a Karen Zavis, that works. So Tosas clearly understands there's no chisaron of Suisa Pesach at Karen Zavis. But the Ram and the Rif, do view that as a chisaron of Suisa Pesach min Hatzad. The Rov Rishonim, the way we use some halacha definition of Suisa Pesach min Hatzad is what Rashi writes, and even the Beis Yosef writes that even the Rambam and the Rif would agree to Rashi's Suisa Pesach min Hatzad l'halacha, even though they don't believe necessarily that's pshat in the words. But in Din, they would agree. The Rashi writes, what's min hatzad? On yud aleph amud aleph. Shemasa chazmora mizeh lezeh be'emsa isan velo al rasheyan. That you put the Kanami Khan and the Kanami Khan in the middle and not on the top. In the middle, not on the top. And the Ritva has a picture. What Rashi means. Now this is the picture in the Ritva. We have a Kana, 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 Mikan. Instead of putting the Kana Al-Gabav at the very top, you put the Kana Al-Gabav in the middle or below the top. That's called the Suisa Pesach Minatzad. It's where the Kana Al-Gabav is in the middle. It's supposed to be on the top. Instead of being on the top, the Kana Al-Gabav is in the middle. Lashon HaRitva, training Rashi. Shakana Shenosin Al-Gabayan Eino Al-Gaf HaKanim. It's not on the top of the Kanim. Al minasad al pneyan osamuch leroshan obem seisa. So it's either here or it's here or it's here, wherever it is, it's below the top. So that's Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad. And that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Beis Se'if Yud Aleph. In Chibur Hakana Ha'elyon L'shnei Hakanim Ol Le'echa Mehen Min Atzad Lo Mahani. That if the Kan Al Gabav isn't Al Gabav Mamish, it's somewhere below Al Gabav, it's Min Atzad, that doesn't work. Says in Mishnah Berurah Samach Dalet, Min Atzad, Perish, Shin Samach Bei Samach Dalet. You know, Deer Shoe is learning the beginning of Taylor Dalet, they just started.
Oh,
so you can get a pocket Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah on the first half of Taylor Dalet for like
$2. That's excellent.
You can keep it in your pocket.
That's very good.
So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Min Atzad, Perish Elanasana Elyon Al Shnei Akarnim Omdim Al Chibur Lehem Min Atzad Lefisha Eino Domer LePesach Shamashkaf Nita Al Shnei Mezuzos. So that's not the normal presentation of a Pesach. A Pesach means you have two mezuzos and a mashkaf on top. The Tzuras HaPesach has to resemble a Pesach, and this doesn't. Okay, so that's the chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad, that somewhere in the Deloka the Avdi Inshi world, it's not the way you would normally construct a Pesach. There is a position of the Taz that most of the later Achronim dispute. The Taz is in Shin Samach Beis Sif Katan Dalet. Shin Samach Beis of Katan Dalet. Min Atzad Lo Mahani Perish Rashi Shelo Nasan Elyon Al Shnei Kadim Ondim El Chibur Lem Min Atzad Lefi She'en Adom Le Pesach Shemash Kav Nizam Beis Mezuzos. That's what we just saw. V'nir Pasha The Hach Min Atzad Lo Perish Rashi Eina Iser Ela Ima Chevel Shelamala Kashur Shelo Bikseh Ha'elyon Shelakana, elabole ksas min akana lemala min achevel. Aval imu karach b'ksei elya misido ve'ein bole mi akana lemala mi achevel kasher. What does Taz say? The problem of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is where the kanal gabav is somewhere below, anywhere below the very top. But if it's exactly on top, if it's flush with the top of the kana al gaba, with the kana mikan, even though it doesn't go above the kana mikan, then that's okay. Meaning, is a chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad that the kana al gaba has to, or is a requirement of Tzuras HaPesach? That the Kan al Gabav must go above the Kan Mikan, or that you can have the Kan al Gabav below the top of the Kan Mikan. Not Gamina, if it's flush with the Kan Mikan. So according to the Taz, even if the Kan al Gabav is flush with the Kan Mikan, but doesn't go over the Kan Mikan, that's good. Because the Chisaron of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is only if it's below the tip of the Kana Mikan. But there's no requirement that it has to actually go above the Kana Mikan. Tachah we're going to get to soon. Yeah, that's next. Good. So, says the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Dalet, Shin Samach Beis Samach Dalet, Vida, Dimash Mekela Taz, Afilu asa min atzad, emaso begova hakana b'shav emakana mamish, shein akana omid bolei lamala min achevel. Kol achronim chalkam alav. Everyone argues. Who's everyone? Chemin Moshe, Evan Ozer, Tosef Shabbos, Korban Nisanel, Matzah Sashakel, Nishmas Avram, Mashmas of the Ritva and the Rashba. Okay? Kalach Rano Chalcham Alav. Everyone argues. Rishvi Lahu, Divi'in Ansheyach Hevel Al Gabe Akane Mamish. That's not enough that the Kadim Mikan can't be below the top point of the Kadim Gabav. It's not enough that the Kadim Gabav can't be below the top point of the Kadim Mikan. It has to be above the Kadim Mikan. And even if it's flush, that's still a problem. What does he mean that's the Mashmas of the Ritva? Again, the Ritva wrote, Hakana Shanosin Al Gabayan. Eino al gav hakanim. It's not al gav elamin atzad al pneyan o samach leroshan o bemtziisan. So even samach leroshan near the tippy top is a problem. It has to be mamish al gav hakanim. In the Taz's seer, it's not al gav hakanim. It's not below. It's flush with, but that's not called al gav. So I presume that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. That quoting from the Nishmas Avram that you see from the Ritva. Not that way. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Taz is rejected lahalacha, and it has to be al gabav mamish. There's a letter. You recall that when we discussed requirements of Rishis HaRabim, we quoted the letter that Rabbi Kasha reproduced from Shlomo Dov Kahana. Shlomo Dov Kahana of Warsaw, that the basis of the Warsaw Erev was that there was no street that was Mefulash Mishar Lishar Blisha Mikum Klal in Rosh Hashanah's Lashon of paraphrasing the Meiri, and that was why even though you had more than Shisha Rebo in Warsaw, they were able to construct an Erev. So there's another letter of Shlomo Dov Kahana, which I don't remember how I came across this last time where I saw this quoted, but I just saw now in the Sefer Tikkun Erevin on Hilchos Susa Pesach that I didn't bring with me now, the Samer Rav. He quotes this in a footnote, but I didn't have that Sefer last time, so I don't remember where I saw it. But there's another fascinating letter, which I think is less famous, printed in the Chuvas Chavalim Dine'im. Chavalim Dine'im, the Chuvas of Rav Graubard, is the Rav in Toronto before the war. So the Chuvas written to him in 1921. Shvat Tav Resh Pei Aleph. Apparently, Rav Graubard has sent a series of shaylas to Shlomo Dov Kahana regarding certain questions about putting up an Erev in Toronto. And one of the questions was about Suras HaPesach Min Hatzad. So Shlomo Dov Kahana quotes the following from Reb Chaim. I'm not aware of this being quoted anywhere else. B'sheva Gon Reb Chaim, I sent you a PDF of this earlier today by email. B'sheva Gon Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, it's on me brisk. Hugali Svara Chadasha Be'inyan Min Hatzad Af Kilo Nira Kemei HaPoskim. So you don't see this in Poskim, but Hasechel Yasher Notil is that. So even though this is not, it doesn't appear in Poskim, it's an original Chiddush of Reb Chaim, but it makes sense. U'Be'irenu Sochem El Zeh. And he writes in Warsaw, so they relied on this when they constructed the Erev. Lefi Daito, Eina Perish Min Hatzad. Sorry, I won't read the rest inside. So he has pictures. So I'll reproduce the pictures here and tell you what he says. So he says, Pshat, this is before they knew how to make three-dimensional pictures in Svarim. So this is a aerial view. This is a Kadim Mikan. This is a Kadim Mikan. And this is the Kadim Al Gabav aerial view. So he said most people assume that Suras HaPesach Min Hatzad, as we explained until now, is that you have a Kadim Mikan and a Kadim Mikan. And the Kadim Al Gabav joins the two, but it's below the top point of the Kana Al Gabav. It's below the top point of the Kana Mikan and Kana Mikan. It doesn't go above the Kana Mikan and Kana Mikan. You need to have a Suras HaPesach where the Kana Al Gabav extends over the Kana Mikan, and if it doesn't extend over the Kana Mikan, that's who is the Pesach Menotzad. Good? That's what we were explaining until now. So he says, no, Chaim said that's not Zuhus HaPesach Menotzad, because that's also Kedav Diinchi. People can make a Zuhus HaPesach where you have the top of the door frame going a drop below the top of the Kana Mikans. Right? You could, in theory, have a door that goes up to here instead of all the way to the top.
Yeah.
But what is the problem of Zuhus HaPesach Menotzad? So it's like this. You have, again, aerial view. You have the Kana Mikan. You have the Kana Mikan. And the Kana Al Gabav is over here. Meaning, the Kana Al Gabav is on the outer side of the Kana Mikan.
You have a Kana Mikan.
Here. That's why we have erasers. You have a Kana Mikan. Oh, it stands. An Kana Mikan. So if the Kana Al Gabav is like this, that's not a problem with Zuhus HaPesach Menotzad. But if the Kana Al Gabav is like this, that's Menotzad, because it's outside of the two Kanim. Yeah? So that's literally Menotzad. It's to the side of the Kanim.
People don't make a door in front of the doorpost.
Right, they don't make... Correct. They don't make the mashkof in front of the doorpost. Right. So if it's inside like this, even if it's not all the way on top, that's not a problem in Menotzad. Problem in Menotzad is if it's like this. So you're right. Yeah?
And the Taz again was saying before...
The Taz was saying that as long as the Kana Al Gabav doesn't go below the top point of the Kana Mikan, you're okay, even if it doesn't go above. Everyone argues on the Taz, says it has to be above like that. The Taz says that is okay. And Reb Chaim says that's okay, but no, that's not okay.
But would everyone agree that the one that's also not okay?
Everyone would agree that it's not okay.
Right.
Reb Chaim's kiddush is that this is okay.
And the top. Oh, right, and he would agree with the Taz and go a step further.
Yeah.
He would agree. You're correct. Right.
Wow.
So that's... That's what's printed in Chuvas Chavalim Bnei Imim B'Shem Reb Chaim, and the representation of Shlomo Dava Kahana is that they relied on this in Warsaw. I haven't seen this quoted L'Halacha anywhere else, or even quoted in, aside from the Sefer Tikkun Erevin, I haven't seen it quoted in the other Kirsus Farim, but an interesting Mar Makom with a big name behind it.
And Halacha L'Maisa also, wasn't like wild, somebody actually used it.
Yeah, he says that's what they relied on in Warsaw.
Wow.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah that we started with before. Shin Samach Bei Sifkatan Samach Dalit. So he said all the Achronim argue in the Taz. Next. The Ima Kana Shalemala Tachuv. That's the key word. Tachuv Bein Kana Lekana. If the Kana Agabav is Tachuv, is tucked in, is pushed in, inserted. Bein Kana Lekana, between the Kana Mikans. Shenechkach kitzas bekanim, that there's a chakika, an engraving, a chiseling in the kanim. Ke'ein she'osin ha'umnim, like the professional craftsmen make. V'akanim odfim lemala al-gav hakana shemunaf b'neim. And the kanim extend above where the kana is tachav into. Mistafrik ha'primigadim u'mitzadeid bazel lahafmir. Avalim ein akadim odfin lamala. Ela shachakak rak ma'at demsa isan. Lahania hachavel besocho. Shehe munach betuv velo yishtat lamata. Shaper dami demikri ze al gabo. Okay, so what are we talking about here? What is this tachav that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to? The Makor Chayim in Nesivos again has the following line. The last paragraph of his Tikkun Erevin, he writes as follows. Imchakak b'socha kanim. If you chisel into the kanim, the kara hachevel al gabav, and then you put the kana al gabav over that area that you chiseled, kasher. Why? So he writes two reasons, but the second reason he writes is ha'ein shir lelechi. So there's no minimum width of a lechi. The ilu hayinu choskin akana she'ad hachevel have a kasher. So if we were to cut off the kana up to the point that you inserted the chevel, the kana al gaba would be kasher. Hachanami kasher da'af she'eino chasach kamanda pasik damya. So the Nesivos there is saying a svara of dal mehachi, and he wants a seer. So for the moment we will have to redefine this soon, but for the moment the, let's say, standard understanding of tachuv is that you have your kanami kan and your kanami kan, and the normal way of constructing the kan al gabav would be to have a string that goes like that, right? You have something to attach it to over here. Attach it to over here, you have a string that goes from there to there. Tachuv means, for now, that you chisel a hole into this kanami kan. You chisel something into this kanami kan, and then you put the kan al gabav in like that. So, at first glance, that should be a problem of the netzad. Isn't that the same in netzad? And the Sivus is saying no. Dal mehachi. We don't need the top part of the kana mikana kana mikan. So you could pretend that the area above the kana mikana, the kana algabav, isn't there. It's like we got rid of it, and this is algabav of everything below. And just pretend that whatever's above it isn't there. Yeah, Benji.
Does it matter if it goes all the way through or not?
Oh, okay. So we'll come to that also. Good. Okay, so that's, at first glance, in the initial reading of the Nesivos, it sounds like that's what the Nesivos is talking about. That when do we say that Minasad is a problem? That's if you have your Kanami Khan here, your Kanami Khan here, and your Khan al-Gabav goes like that. But if it's Tachuv, if it's inserted inside the Kanami Khan and the Kanami Khan, so then you can say Dal Mehachi the top, And that's a good Suras HaPesach. Okay? So that's the initial reading of the Nesivos, that the notion of Tachav is based on Dal Mehachi. Okay, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand the din of Tachav to mean. Shin Samach Beis Se'if Lamed Beis Davar Pashahu She'ima Kana She'al Gabayan Munach Ba'akana She'mikan Mikan Alpha Pi She'od Harbe Bolten Akanim She'mikan Mikan Lamala Mi'akana She'al Gabayan Kigon She'chak Ha'kusach Ha'kanim. So you chisel into the side, even though there's part of the Kanami Khan that's above the area that you chiseled and you inserted the Kanal Gabov. Who cares? Because Dal Mehachi, you pretend that it's not there. V'yesh Tovim Lomar. Some make the mistake to say, D'gamzeh Mikri Min Atzad, Apilosh and Rashi, that we just read in Yid Aleph. That minatzad is shabasach hazmara b'emse isa mizel zebalomi rosho, that you put the kanal gabav in the middle of the kanami kan. Shapirishu af shemunachem b'emse rachva mikom makom pasol. So some misinterpret Rashi to say that Rashi talking even about a case of this tachuv. V'tosu. V'rashi akavana b'emse isa minatzad d'vimelehu kain hishamanicho rosho shalzeh lo avi minatzad. V'kishamanicho b'emse isa avi minatzad. Rashi means the first seer where it goes like this, but if it goes into the Kanami Khan, that's Tachuv, that's not a problem in itself. And that's where Shlomo Kluger writes as well. Shuvas Elof Chashlomo Simin Kuf Samech Dalid Masha Nistafe B'tzuvas HaPesach Shetachuv HaKana L'Sal Ovi HaKana Shalachayayim. So that's the Tachuv that we're describing. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan describes Tachuv. That's how Shlomo Kluger describes Tachuv. And that seems to be, at first glance, what the Nesivos was talking about in the citation that we just read. Nishabura, that we just read, says that the Prima Gadim was Nistapik and was Mitzadi Lahachmir. What did the Prima Gadim write? Prima Gadim writes in Mishmas Azav Sivkat and Yotes, in Shin Samach Beis Mishmas Azav Sivkat and Yotes, Yazariah from Agos Ashri, the first paragraph of Erev in Simon Yudal. Hagas Ashri Simin Yudal. Hagas Ashri writes, Suras HaPesach Min Atzad means V'lo Sheyehe Tachuv Beishneyem Mizeh Lezeh Be'em Se'isan. So he used the word Tachuv. Min Atzad means there shouldn't be Tachuv between them. Back to Mishnah Berura, the first of Prima Gadim is Tafik Lahachmir, Aval, Im Eina Karnim Ofin Lamala, Elisha Chokak Rak Ba'at Be'em Se'isan Laniach HaFevel B'socho, Shehe Munach B'tov, V'lo Yishtal She'al Lamata, Shaper Domi Demikri Ze'al Gabo. So if you just make a slight insertion, but it's really Al Gabov, that's not a problem of Tachuv. Meaning that if it's just Tachuv on the very, very top, over here, and you're just sticking it in because it has to be attached to something, that's not a problem in its side. But talk of anywhere further down is going to be a problem. And the Sharisian, he writes in Nun Beis, he goes into Sivas, Mash and Sivas is Mako. Maybe even the Nesivas only means to talk about a case where the Kanal Gabav isn't too far down. Rash Enkepeda B'masha L'chayayim Avin Yoser Me'achevel. Just that there's no Kepeda, the fact that the L'chayayim are thicker than the Kana Al Gabav.
Looks like that clock's not working again.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have to come back to this next time. And next time we'll present the Rav Schechter's perspective on Tacho, which is a different read of the Nesivas, and it creates a different perspective on the issue here. Okay, so we'll stop for now. I'm sorry?
Monday.
Can we do Tuesday instead of Monday next week?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, I may not be here Monday. Let's assume that we'll do Tuesday.
Sure.
And probably Tuesday, Wednesday. And we'll take it from there. Okay?
Excellent.
I don't know. Let's see what we cover.